You might be thinking that by the title of today's nugget that we covered this in a previous post. Yes, but that's the great thing about devotionals and meditating, you can and should do it more than once with the same subject. It's like a diamond, it should be turned and looked at from different angles. However, we are going to look at overcome in a different light today. Here we go, let's get to some definitions. Overcome. To defeat, the feeling that accompanies an experience of being thwarted in attaining your goals. Frustration, disappointment, letdown, a feeling of dissatisfaction that results when your expectations are not realized. A buildup of this can result in depression. All I can type at this point is good grief. Dash, who hasn't felt like that at some time in their lives? Beat down, exhausted and sick and tired of being sick and tired. The pressures of work, family, relationships, maybe you've got special needs children or feel like you don't fit in or that life is one big disappointment after another. Maybe all life has handed you is a big bag that was supposed to have lemons in it for you to make lemonade out of. However, when you opened the bag and looked inside, the bag was empty. How's that for fairness and the pursuit of happiness? Do you feel like you are invisible and are overcome by the silence and loneliness of the world around you? I have experienced this quite a bit in my life and it's no family reunion picnic. How many of you out there reading this right now can absolutely say, I'm slap worn out and overcome by life? Ready for a change? Well, you're one attitude change away from a whole new lease on life. God did not make you in His image for you to be the one overcome by life and all it has to throw at you. He made you in His image to continuously demonstrate His overcoming power in the earth over all circumstances and situations, and that includes the devil and all his evil works. Genesis 1:26 AMP 26. God said, Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. Alright, you are a legally authorized speaking spirit who was hand-designed by God, in His image, to be an overcomer, not be overcome by life and the enemy. This is who you are in Christ. Overcomer. Someone who overcomes and establishes ascendancy and control by force or persuasion. A person who conquers and subjugates, vanquishes. Someone who prevails over, overpowers, renders incapable or powerless. Revelation 12:11 KJV 11 And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:7-12 TMB War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but were no match for Michael. They were cleared out of heaven, not a sign of them left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Then I heard a strong voice out of heaven saying, Salvation and power are established. Kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah. The accuser of our brothers and sisters thrown out, who accused them day and night before God. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness. There you have it, you are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus shed his blood so that you could walk, talk, and act like a child of God. The dominion, authority, power and ability to live a life full of victory is already yours. Satan has been made weak, defeated, exhausted, of no effect, of no impact and certainly of no consequence to you because of your testimony of what the blood of Jesus has done for you. What does it mean to testify of what the blood has done for you? Let's get out the checklist, shall we? The blood of the Lamb has paid for your redemption and given you eternal life and an intimate relationship with God the Father. Access to the Holy of Holies. The blood of the Lamb has revoked the curse and all its effects from off of your life, spirit, soul and body. The blood of the Lamb has authorized you to use the name of Jesus to heal the sick, raise the dead, speak with new tongues and cast out demons. The blood of the Lamb has given you access to the mind of Christ and the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost who leads you into all the truth. With the above list, I hope that you will begin to see yourself on top of your circumstances instead of under them. #WordInfusionT #It's Tea Time #Overcomer